Three, two, one. What's going on, guys? It is your boy Rupert here, and
your boy Mark My World.
We are back live with you guys.
Welcome to This A Mood.
Welcome to This A Mood podcast, the greatest podcast in the world, bro.
If you guys haven't subscribed already,
like,
go do that right now.
Right now,
pause this for a second. Go hit
subscribe.
You don't
even have to pause it. We'll give you a minute. Go, go.
I mean, I think you can do it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean.
Anyways, just subscribe to the channel. Every
which
way.
Love your support. Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Instagram. Follow us there.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter. We're still working on those things out.
Yeah, buddy.
We're going to start uploading clips, part of our podcast, on the YouTube channel, too.
Yes.
I'm working on that, too. Working on an intro, so we got all that going on.
So how's life going on your neck of the woods?
Life is, it's been interesting, bro.
To say the least.
I had a deep, deep conversation last night with Paola, just about some struggles she's going through, you know, living life, everything she's gone through. So yeah, it's been deep, and then it's just been me working a lot, trying to, you know, get things back going. You know, I feel like everybody's starting to come out of quarantine, which I don't think they should.
Right.
But as in work-wise, as in, you know, start working again.
Wait, so you think people should still be in quarantine?
I still think to do, bro. There's a second wave coming, man.
You think it's going to be coming?
And there's numbers are growing.
Are you calling it right now?
I'm going to have to put it in, bro.
Dang.
Like, I mean, it's already showing up in some places. Arizona right now is...
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Worse than New York was when the first wave hit.
Wow.
Like, it's that bad. Arizona is being hit hard right now. And I know Dallas, I heard, was one of the hot spots in the United States a couple days ago.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, so, I mean, just wash your hands, wash your face mask, wear your face mask, and just try to be safe, man.
I
know
we
gotta work.
As you possibly can, because it's, I mean, you can still get it from any...
I know.
Any random know. Places, man.
I mean, did you see the Cowboys got it?
Yes.
Cowboys
Zeke.
Got it. Like five Cowboys players got it. Some players from the Texans, too, they got it.
That is ridiculous. I mean, even that tells you, like, even people with money can still get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Come on now. This disease doesn't have any preference.
Yeah. And the governor today just came out and he was criticizing all the young folks for not taking the thing serious.
Wow.
When he's the one opening everything back up.
I know. They should have kept it closed.
Yeah. He's the one trying to open everything, open bars back up. Everything's to like 75%.
Economy.
Exactly. Which, you know, it's a tough thing.
We're not
going to
have an actual life to live if we don't freaking get through this pandemic.
That's why we here to entertain you at home. You don't need to be at no bars.
Yeah, I mean,
what you doing over there getting hungover for?
I know, you're just gonna regret it the next day.
Getting rejected,
man.
By girls, getting to fights at bars. Like, we got you here.
Wait, we're not trying to get them rejected by girls. I mean, if anything, they're probably a
I'm
nice,
saying they're
young,
getting rejected.
Stand up, handsome young man who's carries himself very tripperly.
Speaking of handsome, nice haircut, bro.
Thank you, thank you.
Look at
you.
Yeah. Hey, this is the before quarantine, this is the after.
Guys, for those that are watching on YouTube, he just kind of pointed to himself because he hasn't gotten himself a haircut.
I need a haircut.
How long has it been now?
Before quarantine, it was like a month before quarantine that I've gotten.
Damn, it's like 3 months,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, bro, it's been a while.
Holy smokes.
My barber got onto me last time. I was like, you only come in here for like every 3 months.
Wow.
I'm like, bro, I'm trying.
You got to give him some business, man.
I do.
I take care of my barber. I like to think I do.
Yeah.
That way I know whenever I go in there, I can always count on him to be like, hey, same thing. And be like, same thing. He's like, I got you.
I've always struggled finding a barber, bro.
See, that's the best feeling.
Always
I could
struggled.
Literally call my dude up and be like, yo, Jay, I need a haircut. He's like, all right, done. This time, show up now. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I show up. I walk in like VIP, bro.
See, that's
there
what
can
I
be
want,
people just
bro.
Sitting on the couches, and I just... He's waiting for me. Like, that's the
I
best
want.
Feeling.
I want that relationship, bro. I'm jealous.
And then we chop it up the entire time I'm in the chair, and everyone's just kind of listening to me and his conversation. And then they chime in, and I'm like, exactly. And then whenever I get up, I feel like, okay, so check this out. So I hope that I would leave a good impression on someone enough to where when I leave, You know how normally you talk crap about someone, they're like, yo, look at that freaking idiot. Was that guy serious? Was he serious when he was right here? And then he's gone and you're like talking all this crap, right?
Yep.
I would hope people look at me and be like, after I left, they'd be like, that's a cool dude, man. Like, if you don't know that guy, man, like, that's how I want people to see me.
You got to get to know this guy.
When that guy comes in, I always have the best conversations.
Yeah, bro. Is that the same one that you'd be filming videos in his shop with?
Yeah, I did a couple.
Like the hot chip one, I think you did. Hot chip.
Yeah, we did the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, there you go.
Dusted Dorito chip. It was called the One Chip Challenge. And then we did the Ghost Pepper, which was the second hottest pepper in the world.
I remember that one very well.
And that was pretty crazy. I remember that one very well.
No thanks to you, man. But yeah, bro, do you get the same haircut? Like, have you been getting the same haircut for years?
Now, I've changed it up maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I go in there and I'm like, Jay, I want a normal, just a regular.
Yeah, I haven't been able to find like one barbershop that gets it right and gets it right all the time, or that I have patience for it. Because whenever I go to the barbershop, if my guy's taken up, I can't be waiting 3 hours, 2 hours, and you know I ain't trying to pay for an appointment. It charges more, so I sometimes just go and just whoever's free.
Well, okay, like, so my dude is an appointment, but he charges $20
for an appointment.
For an appointment,
that's not bad.
Okay, but I normally take care of the, you know, the guy. I like to think.
Yeah.
I tip him $10.
Okay.
That's very good, bro. Convenience. And at the same time, like, at my call, basically, I'm like, yo, Jay, can you fit me in? He's like, yeah, I got you tomorrow. Boom, done. Come at this time. And that, just the convenience of that, man, I'd say it was worth the $10 tip every time.
That's a really good tip for me. Like, that's you're taking care of him really well.
And the
thing
is that...
And it's good. It helps the relationship. You're taking care of him, he's going to take care of you.
Bro, when he just, like, they'll go and order food or something. He's like, hey, I got some extra wings, man. Try this wings, you know, get some wings.
Yep.
It's kind of like you're part of the group, you know, whenever you walk in there.
Yeah.
I love the feeling.
I've just always struggled with spending that money, bro. Like, haircut to me is on the back end of spending my money.
But see, that's the thing. And barbers out there, please chime in if you can.
Yes.
I think it's more than just a haircut, though, dude.
It is, dude, because whenever I get one, dude, it changes my mood. It makes me,
it changes who you are.
It changes. It can give you a whole makeover. Like, when a girl puts on makeup, that's us trimming our beards or getting a haircut, bro.
You feel like a new person.
But it's just, I it's in the back of my list of spending
money.
But at
the same
time,
here, check this out. At the same time, it's more than a haircut, not only because it makes you feel like a different person, but it's also more than a haircut because you get a community of guys who are in there literally chopping it up, cracking jokes on each other, just, you know, talking about just a normal life, dude, that they're going through and that you're going through. And that's the best part about what I like in my experience. I absolutely freaking love that, dude.
But then they take 3 hours to cut a hair.
That too. They're like, damn. Hey, yo. So anyways, I was at this chick's house. Man, why you gotta turn the clippers off every time you say something? Just keep cutting. Tell me.
When you got that barbershop that you go to all the time, you don't even care if he takes forever because you're talking. You're enjoying.
Exactly.
You're having a conversation. So
you are enjoying the conversation.
That's what I'm missing. I think I need to find a spot that I'm cool with everybody in there. Everybody knows me. And, you know, every time we go in there, we go in for 3-4 hours, but we're having a good conversation the whole time. It's like a good hangout.
And this is the thing. They keep joking about it, but I seriously want to do it. So maybe me and you can maybe pull something off. But me and Jay were talking. He's like, on Fridays and Saturdays are their most packed days, right? That's when people get paid, and that's when they have off.
Yep.
Okay.
And they're about to go out.
So he's like, come in here on a Friday, Saturday, and just record, okay? And we just go in roasting each other all freaking night and all day long.
You will get some hilarious footage.
I think it would be awesome. He's like, we can make a YouTube channel and we'd run it together and that'd be sick.
Dude, you do that like Saturday night. Everybody who comes in the shop already knows it's going to be filmed. Everything you say is going to be filmed.
Yeah.
And I think
you
gotta
sign a waiver whenever you come in.
Conversations. I think you'll have some fun, interesting conversations pop up in there.
And then we could get some old people in there too, man. They kind of get their perspective on things.
Yeah, because LeBron James, I believe he's the main one. They have a show like that where they sit at a barbershop and, yeah. and they're talking about topics. It's all sports stars. Huh. I've seen it. But it's not like they got random customers coming in. No, it's right. just a big star sitting around at a barbershop talking.
I got gotcha. You.
So, but yeah, that would be really cool and interesting. Bro,
I think so too.
I've seen it for myself. And they get talking. They start talking about different topics, about economy, yeah. about football players, about some drama.
Exactly.
It's just like a podcast. It's just everybody's
it's
talking.
It's the cheese man.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it's the gossip for those out there yeah. that they don't speak Spanish. But anywho, I think it'd be an awesome little sitcom thing or, yep. or whatever you want to call it. But yep. I think it'd be fun to film.
Anything new, bro? I know we got breaking news right now going on. It is Tuesday today?
Yeah, Tuesday, 7:30. Yeah, June 16th.
There has been a shooting at the Galleria Mall. It just happened not a couple minutes ago. There's cops on the scene. I saw somewhere there's one injured, one injury so far, and I think the guy's still loose.
Yeah, and there's a helicopter flying overhead right now, and you just see people on the ground, on the sidewalks and on the medians, just trying to figure out where to look or what's going on and why is there police come in and everything else. So
it's crazy, man. I go to the Galleria Mall all the time. We haven't been in the past couple of months because of everything going on, but we get screenings there all the time too.
Oh yeah, that, and I usually take my daughter ice skating every now and then over
there. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while, so hopefully nobody else comes out injured or anything like that, and we still don't know a motive.
Yeah,
looks like the helicopter's still searching.
We'll come back to it in a little bit once we get some more details. But what else is going on?
So a couple weeks ago, I had an interview for a Spanish show on Telemundo.
Okay,
it's called Enemigo Íntimo.
Okay,
and that means intimate enemy. Ooh. That's what that means. And it's really interesting, bro, because I didn't know about this show, but I had the chance to interview Amaranta Ruiz, who's a Mexican actress this is season two of the show, and she's going to be in the season. Okay. She's playing a cellmate in jail, and she has a lot of power in jail. So the show is about a girl who's being played by Fernanda Castilla, who's a huge Mexican actress, but she's she has an alter ego, you could say, name uh-huh. in the business of the cartel.
Okay.
And she's controlling a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of cartels. She has a lot of power.
Right.
Well, there's this guy who's obviously a narc who's trying to get all the cartel members put down and put into jail. So they know each other. They know they're both going at it, trying to get each other. And turns out that they're brother and sister.
What?
Yes. But the cop doesn't know it. And at the end of season one, he finally, I guess, captures her or locks her down in one location. They're in the field,
right,
standing against each other. And
sibling to sibling.
Yeah. Yeah. And she tells him, I'm your sister.
What?
I'm your sister. And he couldn't believe it. He's breaking down. He has her at gunpoint. And then he tries to come up to hermanita, my little sister.
Right.
And she's like, no,
I'm your big sister.
That's who I used to be. I'm not that anymore.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to be dramatic here, Mike.
But
it's
my big sister.
Little sister. Good. But yeah, so she confesses.
I don't know why I laugh like this.
It's Mark. Mark's got a laugh.
No, it's like a weird laugh. It's it's dumb. I don't know why, but sometimes
I like you, Mark. You just make me laugh out of nowhere.
Sometimes it just freaking air just comes out and you can't control it. Sounds like a freaking gooseneck horn. Anyways, all right.
The season ends like that, and she doesn't want to be his brother, his sister, but he still wants a relationship. What it seems like it, like
after they fought,
cares about her.
Huh.
Because he promised her he was going to take care of her.
Oh, okay.
And something happened during the season. I don't want to give out too many spoilers that they got separated.
So where do people find this?
It's going to be on Telemundo. It starts June 22.
Okay.
You can start seeing. It's going to be a series. So check it out. And check out my interview with Amaranta Ruiz on my Instagram. It's on my Instagram profile. Go check it out.
Guys, go follow him at Mexican Rupert.
Es una entrevista en español. So we had a great conversation about her background, where she came from, how she was doing nothing but comedy and decided to go into drama. A big step for her, but I think she's really good at it. And she did a great job.
Nice.
She did a great job. So yeah, check it out if for sure. And bro,
what?
We both just saw the movie 7500.
Oh yeah. 7500.
Yep.
What did you think about the movie?
I really enjoyed it.
Did you?
I liked the suspense. And let me tell you, this is a suspenseful movie, bro.
Okay, hold
on. This movie.
You said you enjoyed the suspense.
I enjoyed it.
I'm going to tell you after you get done explaining what happened and why you liked it, of why I absolutely hated it.
Do you know what 7500 means?
No.
And I only know this because, I've talked about it, I fly in small planes with a production company. I know the owner. He has a plane. And we fly around. And he's told me about this. So on the dash on the plane, you have a code, which is usually these four numbers.
Okay.
And each code depends on your current situation, where you're at and stuff. It can change.
Okay.
But if a plane ever puts in 7500,
right,
it means your plane is hijacked.
Oh,
that's the code for my plane's hijacked.
Okay.
If you put that code and you leave it on, jets will come and fly next to you.
Wow.
Because, and if you're not responding,
right,
they will shoot you down.
Holy crap.
But if they'll try to connect with you, obviously. But yeah, that's what that means. And that's why that's the name of this movie, 7500. Because in this movie, you can see it in the trailer, this plane gets hijacked.
Yes.
But it has a really interesting twist that... It's very dark.
Yes.
I'm not going to spoil it, but I wish I could because I really want to have this conversation because it's a very tough situation.
Just do it. Just do it. Just okay. Let's talk about it. And then what we'll do is if you guys want to skip, we'll give you the timestamp to skip after.
Here's the thing. I don't know if the studio will like that. Movie comes out on Thursday. That means I would have to put this episode up on Thursday.
Thursday. It should be fine,
right? You want to put it up on Thursday?
Yeah, I think we can put it.
Okay, spoiler warning. It's out on Amazon Prime. Oh, well, actually, on June 18th, it was moved. It was supposed to come out June 19th.
Right.
As we know, it's Juneteenth. How do you say it? Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Celebration of African Americans' freedom. They moved it up out of respect for that. So
yes.
It's coming out June 18th on Amazon Prime. Go check it out first so we can have this discussion. But yes, spoiler warning, we're about to talk about what happens in the movie. So here we go.
All right. Go ahead.
The plane is hijacked. One of the pilots is basically killed.
He's dead.
He talks for a little bit.
Yeah, he's like,
he didn't ask for help. He was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. And then
and then he just like fades away
dies.
Into like the nothingness.
So the other pilot left, who is actually, have the actor's name here. He's very popular. Joseph Gordon-Levy.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levy.
There you go, Levy. He's the main one. He's the main character. Well, he actually has, because they're not married.
Right.
It's his baby mama.
His baby
on board.
Mama.
Yeah. They have one kid.
Yeah.
And she's a...
she's back at the house with the stepmom, or not the step. I mean, the mother-in-law.
Yeah. The baby is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the baby is.
And the
mom is a flight attendant.
His mom, the baby mom is a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Working on the same flight.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a pilot.
And is a pilot.
They have... relations.
Yeah, they do the nasties.
Mm-hmm. All up in the sky and everything.
Oh, Mile High Club. You know, guaranteed they're in the Mile High Club,
for
bro.
For sure, bro. If
guaranteed.
You're not, if you are a pilot...
He's been for 10 years, too.
Bro,
he said it in the
Mile
High
Club.
Mile
Multiple
High
times.
Club, bro.
Would you ever?
Oh, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Like, while people are on the plane?
Yes, but it would have to be a very, like, I don't know. I would want to. But I'm not going to just do it just like...
So Apollo was like,
it would
like,
have to
hey,
be something planned, bro.
Meet me in the bathroom, right? In like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm, girl, I'll be right there.
You would?
But like, wouldn't it be so obvious, bro?
Hey, I think it would be. Because
it's
like,
so
you can
small.
See people
and you can see when somebody gets in a restroom.
Yeah.
But people do it. So.
And you can hear the... Like the locking mechanism to like shut the lock on the bathroom door.
Has anybody in the comment section done it? Like, I want to know.
Uh-oh.
Any of you guys... Wait.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I was know about too. I thought you were about to say, you got one right here, buddy.
Uh-oh. No, I haven't done it, bro.
Yeah, if anybody in the audience has ever done that,
leave a comment down below.
Is it hard? Is it easy?
I was gonna say, oh, because all the freaks are gonna start coming out, man.
Cochinos.
All the ones that are like, I've done it before, and it was so cool. All
right, and let's take this break first, and all then right. We'll come back and continue talking about the movie. Any sponsorships, bro?
That's a big negative.
Negative on that.
Okay. No. We'll be right back.
We're broke. Itchy there, buddy?
Yeah.
We are back, guys. Okay. So
you ever just started itch and like you just can't stop because it just feels so good?
Especially on my foot.
And then you just kind of zone out and you just keep going. And then by the time you're done, it's like raw.
Yes.
And you're like, oh man, I should have stopped itching like 5 minutes ago, man. Anyways.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time, bro. So yeah, like where we left off. Husband is a pilot.
Yes.
Future wife is
Baby mama
is working
as the flight attendant.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. And then out of nowhere, right after they take off, a couple of guys try to take over the plane.
Yes. They hijack it.
They hijack. Well, try to, because they don't eventually. They don't initially. They're knocking at the door. They're able to close the door. One gets in.
Yes.
One gets in. He bum rushes on them and gets in. And then they close the door and
he ends up like stabbing the main pilot, the captain. He's dead.
He's dead, like dead, bro.
And then, Joseph Gordon-Levitt ends up tying him up and everything with his hands behind his back and like latched him to one of the seats.
Yep.
And, when he woke up, he was like trying to freaking get out.
Yep.
And I mean, just being stuck inside of a cockpit with someone that's literally trying to kill you.
That's crazy, bro. And
I started having anxiety.
Fly the plane.
Yeah. I started having anxiety pretty bad with this movie.
And the main thing that happened that I'm sure gave you the anxiety is that they started killing people for the pilot to open the door. Like they had a camera system. They have a camera system at the door to know who's coming in.
It's like right behind them.
Yeah.
Like here's a cockpit, me and the captain flying it, and there's behind is like a camera that shows who is on the other side of the door,
because there's a lot of laws and securities for pilots to not let just anybody walk into the cockpit. Why can't I talk, bro? Like
cockpit. It's the cockpit.
And so they start killing people. Right. Well, eventually they bring forward his baby mama, and he was already devastated because they killed one kid before
for no reason. Just slit his throat right across the throat.
He counted to 10, and since he didn't open, they killed him.
Yeah, just an innocent kid who was probably in his like early 20s,
mid 20s. And he was devastated. Well, imagine now they bring his baby mama, the mother of his child.
His children.
Got a piece of glass on her neck, counting down, open the door or I'll kill your baby mama. They don't know it's baby mama.
So hold on. Pause for a second.
Pause.
If you're in his situation.
Ah, bro, don't do this to me,
What do you do? You've got 75 other people that are on this flight. And your mother of your kids has a piece of sharp object about to slit her throat. What do you do? What do you do?
And you're the only one.
You're the only one that can open the door, and you're the only one that can save her. And you're the only one that can save everyone else.
It was 2-1 if he would have opened the door.
Yeah, it's two guys. One that was just about ready to bum rush. The other one was holding the glass to the girl's throat. What do you do?
I honestly don't know.
No, you got to make a decision. What do you do? You got less than 10 seconds.
I got two situations.
10, 9.
Stop, Mark.
8. 7.
I can't let 6, people die. What if they fly the plane 5, into the Washington 4, house?
3.
That's my baby mama.
2. 1.
I open the door.
Oh, she's saved. Everyone else dies. Way to go, Rupert.
No.
You killed everyone, including your baby mama. Just let her go.
Bro, yeah, because that's your two options, bro. You bump, you open the door and try to fight them.
Right.
But if you don't and you lose, everybody on that plane dies and whoever they crash into dies.
Oh.
If you don't open the door, they kill your baby mama.
Okay, so it's one person lost.
It's one person lost, but it's...
But it's your baby mama.
But it's your baby mama.
It's the woman that you love.
The mother of your child. And you're going to have to explain. And you're going to have that in the back of your head for the rest of your life. You saw your die.
I know. I don't know, man. That'd be super difficult. I would want to say that I would obviously open the door, let them take us hostage, and just try to ride it out.
Try to come up with a plan.
Try to come up with a plan.
I like what he did, though. I like that he made the phone call and told the people in the back, hey, guys, please fight these guys.
Yes, like, there's 70 of y'all. If I can just get y'all strongest men to come forward and, like, fight for me, like, try to save my wife or whatever she was to him. But yeah.
But the problem was that when he said it, it was over the whole plane, so they heard it. So they were expecting it. They
became prepared.
That would have worked if the people holding them hostage didn't hear that.
Right.
Because they could have planned something back there and then surprised him.
Maybe he should have picked up the phone and like called the back phone. You know how they always have a back phone in the front of the planes and the back of the planes?
They're probably connected.
Call each other, you know? They're like, oh, hey, yeah, I need more coffee over here. Can you bring me the creamer? I need Dr. Peppers over here, too, as well. Some jerk over there in E7 ordered some peanuts. Freaking chunk him at his face. Tell him, get real.
Yeah, then. Yeah.
Anyways.
He could have done that, bro. I don't know if they're connected, because he was talking to one of the guys to the phones in the front of the plane.
Right.
So I don't know if they're connected the same way, but either way. That would have been a great idea.
That would have been.
I mean, I would have prayed and been told those people, please save her, because I can't open this. No. Because if he were to open the door,
right,
and then the government were to find out for some reason they survived, he would have been charged with something.
Yeah, but how would they find out if he opened the door or not?
They have video.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they have video. And you know,
why couldn't the dude just like, while he was prying the door to try to get in, why didn't he just like unlatch it and been like, oh, he got in. Oh.
He could have.
Oh, no.
He
could have.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I pressed the button.
Oh, no.
He came in. Oh, no.
But, bro, that would have been
horrifying. That would have been the smartest thing, would it not have been? That would have been
horrifying, yeah.
That way it's like, oh, I didn't really let him in that you saw.
But then what if I would have died?
Then you would have died with your girl, man. I mean, you come on now. Hey, for all the men out there, you would rather die for your girl, right? Die with her, right? That's what I'm saying.
You got something on your...
Something might be in the eyeball or something. All right, let me get it out.
I mean, either let your kid grow up with one parent or none.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's hard. Well, he ends up seeing his baby mama die.
Why? I'd be like, man, why'd you even get this job?
Why you gotta be following me around work? Look what happened.
Man. Yeah, exactly. Because that's what it boils down to. It's like, why'd that girl get that job in the first place? I wanted to be close to him, Susan, okay? I wanted to make sure he wasn't doing anything that he wasn't supposed to.
Well.
So you became a flight attendant just to make sure you fly with him everywhere you go. Dude, I would have blamed her, bro. It's all your fault, Karen. It's all your fault.
So many Karens coming out these last couple of weeks, bro.
Her name probably is Karen.
Probably. Boy, he died. He died. The fictional character died. Have some respect, Mark.
Put some respect on it, Karen.
So yeah, guys, check out the movie. It's really interesting. Don't want to give you everything, but yeah.
I don't know, man. Y'all probably be disappointed.
If you like suspense,
hijacking movies.
Mark was over here paranoid.
I didn't like the suspense.
Anxiety.
I hated the suspense. Oh my gosh. I love suspense.
Do you like gore movies?
Gore?
Like scary gore movies?
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with them.
No? Do you like or scary suspenseful movies?
I don't like anything that has to do with like demons or like spirits or anything like that. Like I stay away from all of that just because I don't want that in my life.
Yeah, Paula's the same way.
My dad's always raised me up like that. So I'm like, I understand it. I just, We just don't watch scary movies. No, that's the thing.
It's just a movie, Mike. Nothing's gonna happen.
Then
bro.
Why do they put based on true events?
Doesn't mean it's true, Mike.
Doesn't mean it. Then don't put based on true events.
They
put
do it
based
to scare on made you.
Up events that I made up in my toilet while I was writing this dang thing. Because it's trash. It's garbage. It's caca. Anyways, that's how I feel about scary movies. If you ever wanted my take demons. On it.
What about Chucky?
He wasn't too
bad.
That
was a dumb movie. I would have kicked him.
Hey, you want to know something?
I would have kicked him.
No, true story. Okay, what? True story. What? I'm glad we have moments like this because I'm glad I was. Thank you, mom and dad. Okay. No, as a child, I should you not. My parents bought me a Chucky doll.
What?
Yes, but it was before the movie Chucky came out.
Wait, so the doll was a doll before the movie?
Oh, my friend.
I didn't know that, bro.
My friend.
I thought the doll came after the movie.
No. This is called, back in the day, Chucky had an alias.
Look it up, bro.
And his alias was My Buddy Doll.
I didn't mind watching those movies as a kid because they didn't scare me.
No? So, yeah, it was My Buddy Doll.
Maybe that one right there?
It was this one right here.
Yeah, I see how it...
And he looked... This was similar. Like the Chucky doll, basically.
That looks similar, just a nicer face.
Yeah, and but this is what he was based off of.
And that's the one you had?
That's the one I had. Yeah, that's... I see. Dude, it was absolutely horrifying. So had him in the garage.
Okay.
And my dad would always tell me, go throw the trash out there in the garage. And I'm like, and he knew what he was doing, man. He knew what he was doing. And he knew I was scared to go out there because the movie had just come out and I had seen it with one of my cousins. Bro, I about shit my pants, dude.
Did you play with the doll before the movie come out?
No.
Or you just liked it?
I don't know. I never really liked it, I guess. Okay. My mom and dad said that I did, but I don't remember any memories of like me and the doll just chilling.
The doll erased your memories.
Probably, man. Dude.
Dang.
But anyways, we got rid of it because it was just too weird.
Really?
Yeah, man. I was like, you got to sell that
thing. It's just a
movie, Mark. No, it's not a movie. You're letting all the bad spirits in. Telling you. Get that out of here. Get a little egg and like rub it all over you and take it and crack it.
So, I want you to tell what just happened literally right before we started this podcast,
bro. What happened?
Literally what happened right before this podcast.
Okay, that I caught on video?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you came in and I was like, what's going on?
Okay, so before we get started, usually we ask each other, hey, I'm going to go to the restroom real fast. You know, you need anything while I'm out or whatever. Just in case I go downstairs and maybe go to the vending machine or something like that. But I was like, hey, I'm going to the restroom. He's like, all right. So I had there's a restroom right across the hall from us, and it's the women's restroom. It's literally less than 5 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Convenient. Okay. It's nobody's there. It's after hours. It's already 8 o'clock. And then there's about, I would say, probably 100 feet away, maybe more.
The
men's,
yeah.
You got to go all the way down the street. You got to take a left, and then you got to take another left, and then you got to make another left inside the. Anyways, you're super far. It's probably like 100 feet. Anyways, so that's where the men's restroom is.
Yep.
Why would I go to that one?
We got this one 5 feet away, bro.
Right here. So I go to the women's restroom.
We've done
it. I'm in there.
Every
day.
We
go in there all the time.
Every time we're here shooting.
All the time. So we go in there. I go in there right now. Use the restroom. I lock the door behind me. I'm one of the stalls. And all of a sudden, I hear the door open. And I am like, what the heck? This is my worst nightmare right now.
All meanwhile, I'm here sitting down preparing for the show. And the cleaning lady shows up, and I'm like, oh, hey, nice. Not thinking anything about it.
So I'm sitting in the stall, okay? And this lady enters the restroom, this cleaning lady, and she starts mopping the floors.
Doing her job, Mike.
Just doing her job. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm in this toilet right now, And I'm stuck in here because I can't come out. Because if I come out, she's going to be like, weird. What the heck are you doing in the women's restroom? You
freak.
You weirdo.
What, you trying to make a peeping hole or something?
Something.
I don't know. It's just, you never know.
So I stay as quiet as possible. I start recording because I'm like, when am I ever going to be in the same situation?
We always think about content.
Right. And so my point of view was just trying to stay as quiet as possible till she left. So she leaves the room and I open the door, unlock it, open the door, and I start walking towards the actual front door of the restroom.
Yep.
And I pull it open and I see the cart. I see the yellow cart right outside as I crack the door. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's still right there. So I shut the door. I begin to shut it like slowly, right?
In full James Bond mode, just like doing
like you can't even hear it.
No sound.
No sound whatsoever. So then I shut it and I run back into the restroom stall and I shut the door real fast and I lock it. And all of a sudden I see the door through the little slots. I could see the door.
Yeah.
And it opened up really fast. And I saw her like kind of step in a second to like look around to see if anyone was in there.
She's like, I heard something.
Yeah. Like she was like, holy crap. It was probably a ghost or something.
All right.
I probably scared her more than anything.
You probably did. She's probably freaking out. Like, what the heck? She's nobody here.
Ay, Dios mío de mi vida. Dios mío
santo. Le dije que no tenía que tomar anoche. But yeah, bro. He has footage. He'll probably post it on his social media.
I'll post it somewhere, man. Y'all gotta see
Go
this.
Go check it out. Mark my word. But it was hilarious because he came in. He was recording. It was like, bro.
I was like, you will not believe what I just went through right now.
And it's been a fear, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Every time we've gone to that brother, I'm always thinking, oh, God,
Have y'all ever?
No girl comes in here.
I know. Have y'all ever, like, would you have ever thought you'd be in that situation?
No. Because I usually, I wouldn't be putting, there's always a man's and girls.
But how would you react if it was you?
And I got, and she walked in and we were like face to face, bro. Like, perdón, es que no. I'm sorry, I just had to go to this restroom. I'm sorry, this is close. Gotta be straight up, bro. Like, I'm not a freak. Check me. I don't got cameras, nothing.
She might assume you're a freak. I would be like, what the heck? This guy's weird.
You think she saw you at all?
I don't know. That's the thing. I have no idea.
Even when you came over here, she was gone already?
No, because, okay, so I only came out. I was like, okay, I got to risk it, man, because if not, Rupert's not going to be able to start this podcast without me.
He did it for you guys.
Yes, I did. So, get this. That's not even the worst part. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to sneak out of the restroom real fast. So I look to the left and there's no one over there because that's where the elevators are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I heard her in her little cart, you know, hit the tile. It's like, tick, 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 tick. So I heard that over there on the tile. So I was like, okay, she's on the tile. I'm going to come out of the restroom slowly. But then I just saw the cart right next to me still, but I didn't see the lady. So I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I was like, I got to make a run for it. So I went and I like bolted for our door.
Yeah.
I put my hand on the door handle and I went clink.
It was locked.
And it was locked, bro.
Oh my God.
It was locked. And I was like, oh my gosh, my keys. Please don't tell me I left my keys on the table. So I fumbled for my keys in my pocket. And I finally found the key real fast and I like jimmied it open and I jumped in here real fast. And that's whenever I shut the door. And I think that lady came right out of the door next to us.
Oh, yeah, because I did hear her over
here. She shut the door and I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this just happened.
Oh man,
I don't even know if I would be embarrassed though. I mean, I kind of would, but
it's just embarrassing the fact that there's this guy in a girl's bathroom. It's just like creepy, kind of. You'll get the creepy vibes, but I think she would understand that the bathroom's right here is not during work hours.
Girls, if you're listening, does that weird y'all out a little bit? Like, if again, we're doing it for convenience, okay? We're not doing it to be creeps. We're literally, I don't want to walk 100 feet around. Yes, I'm lazy. No, not really. I really just wanted to get the podcast started for you guys. No. I didn't want to have to walk all the way around to just go to the restroom when it's right here. So, and nobody's here. It's after hours. So nobody's actually going to be here except for the cleaning crew. So again,
dear cleaning crew, expect us to be using that bathroom.
Yes.
If you're watching.
Girls,
this.
Would y'all care if we use the guy's bathroom every
now
and then?
It's not creepy. We're not doing anything creepy in there.
I kind of want to know from a girl's perspective, though.
Girls got a clean bathroom.
So, well, I don't know. Some of them are clean.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I've heard some
stories.
Oh, no. I've seen some stories.
You've been to other girls' bathrooms, bro?
Dude. I had to call maintenance on this bathroom because someone went in there, took a massive caca and other stuff, and locked the door. And so it sat in there for like the weekend. It sat in there for the weekend, and on Monday it smelled rancid. Like someone died in there and freaking farted and cacaed everywhere.
That happens whenever like my son goes to the bathroom overnight and doesn't flush it. So when you wake up in the morning and go in there, it's been sitting there all night.
Dude, that is disgusting. I got onto my son the other day. You want to know what he did?
Queso.
I told him that anytime his dog pees on a pee-pee pad or poops on one,
the puppy,
he needs to take it outside, right? Mm-hmm. Put it in a trash bag outside, hang it on the door, whatever. He ends up, tell me why this kid ends up getting a trash bin, starts putting all the pee-pee pads in the trash bin.
Oh, yeah.
So they start compiling and compressing because they're wet, mind you. They're full of pee-pee.
Yep.
And all of a sudden on trash day, I go in to get his trash bin, and it is full of this piss. And it smells like straight ammonia, like urine, dude.
Bro.
And I almost threw up. I literally almost threw up. I was livid. I was like, who does this?
It's nasty.
Kids, man. Disgusting.
Lesson learned.
Blah.
Let's take our second break while we try to recuperate from this traumatic.
I need a peppermint to get that out of my mouth. That taste.
Weird times, bro.
Telling you.
Weird times.
The weird times.
It's a very weird. And we are back.
We are back, baby.
How y'all doing? Y'all good? Everything okay with you guys? If it's not, leave it in the comments down below. If it is, leave it in the comments down below. Let's talk.
If it is or if it isn't, we still want to hear from you guys.
We do. Because we care about you.
I know I do.
What?
I don't know. I said, I know I do.
Oh.
What did it sound like?
I know I do. Yeah, something. Like, maybe I just heard it wrong.
Maybe
I can't talk or read or anything. Anyways, guys, real quick, I do want to mention Juneteenth is coming up. June 19th. It's a very important date. It's a date that wasn't a big thing like a couple years ago.
Right.
It's been recently picking up. Steam on celebrating the holiday. I've heard that some companies are letting African Americans take the day off as a holiday now.
What?
Yeah, they're giving.
I don't know too much about like Juneteenth.
Me neither. I don't. So, which is why I'm not going to speak much on it because there's a lot of Black creators who have more information on it. But basically, what it is the emancipation of the last remaining enslaved African Americans in the Confederacy, which was in Texas, bro.
Okay.
Texas. So it's basically the last slaves remaining were freed. Huh. And we celebrate Juneteenth. And I've been hearing it for the past couple of days. And, you know, they're turning it into more and more into holiday, deservedly. They deserve to have that as a holiday.
Right.
Just like we have like our September 16th, I think it is for Mexico Independence Day, stuff like that. It's just all these freedoms that we were like, we were with the French and then African-Americans were slaves. They deserve this, bro. Like they have their month. They have this date. And I don't want to speak too much on it because I'm not that informed like you. I'm still learning. We're still learning. What does it say there, bro?
Yeah, no. So it just says it's just also known as their Freedom Day or Jubilee Day.
Yeah.
also known as a Cell Liberation Day or the Black 4th of July is an American holiday that commemorates on, like you guys said, June 19th. So,
yeah. And this happened in 1865.
Holy moly.
Was when the emancipation happened of the last remaining enslaved African Americans. Which is going to be a big holiday this week, bro. Big holiday this
week.
How
do people usually spend it? Like, there it is. How is Juneteenth celebrated? So despite the lack of federal recognition, the holidays lived on through rich traditions, including lively celebrations in the form of festivals and parades with local bands playing, storytelling, picnics, and a Juneteenth staple.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't mind some barbecue, man.
That sounds good, bro.
I wonder if there's any Juneteenth places or events in Dallas.
That'll be really interesting. Let us know, but...
No, due to Corona, everything is closed.
That's true, bro. Everything. Dang, COVID running. Everything.
That's crazy.
Everything. Imagine how 4th of July is going to be.
It's probably going to be pretty bad.
I think they're going to do fireworks, but I don't think they're going to have people gathering.
No?
I don't think so.
Martin Luther King Center community will host a drive-through Juneteenth celebration on Friday, June 19th at 10 a.m. to 12.
Yeah.
You can drive through the parking lot and receive a free non-perishable food item, hygiene kits, and household products. So if you are in the Dallas area, MLK Boulevard, the MLK Junior Community Center.
Cool.
Yeah.
Check it out. And yeah, we just want to show some love for the holiday. Well deserved. And please check out any black creators who are out there talking about the subject and are way more informed than we are.
Yes.
And another holiday that's happening this week.
What is that?
It's my man's birthday.
Oh, shoot.
Where the party at, bro?
Hey, where the party at?
A COVID party?
I know, right?
Is that what we're going to do, bro?
Dude, you don't want to know something, though?
What, bro?
As I'm getting older, I don't feel like a birthday is all that and a bag of potato chips.
I was there years ago, bro.
Were you?
Like, I've never been the guy to, like, have a birthday party.
Yeah, like, I don't even want to go out to dinner. Wanted. I'm just like, like, I'd just rather just chill at the house. Day. Yeah, it's just another day.
Yeah. Get yourself maybe a present.
Not even that. Not even like, that? Maybe. Maybe go get myself a cookie or something, dude.
Ooh, what kind of cookie?
Have you ever had a strawberry cookie?
Like
it's a sugar strawberry cookie.
Toppings?
Like it's a sugar cookie, okay. But it's got like a strawberry icing on there. And it's got like actual bits of like strawberry.
I don't think I have.
There's a place called Cookie Bouquet here in
Fancy.
Like the area. Yeah, they make like cookies, okay. Right? But they make it in like, you know how you get a bouquet of flowers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They make it so the cookies, it's like a dozen cookies.
Like the fruit.
Like ones. The fruit, okay. Yeah, but it's cookies. And so they sell those specific strawberry cookies at this place only.
Interesting. It's like their staple.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I've just never seen anyone make them.
Gotcha.
But,
gotcha.
Dude, they need to tell me the recipe or something, dude, because it's bomb doggone.
Dude.
Like, that good. Like, I would probably make a 45-minute drive just to go get one right now.
I love me a warm cookie.
See, and that's the thing. It didn't have to be warm.
Is it soft?
Because
I don't like crunchy cookies.
Sort of.
I don't.
You like soft cookies?
I like soft, chewy.
Soft and chewy. What is the difference between the cookies? Like, I don't understand, like, for example.
What ingredients?
What don't you like? Like, why don't you like a crunchy cookie?
Because it like, crumbles.
Right.
And I would say it's a texture thing. I like the fact that a chewy cookie, it's warm, first of all. Okay. A warm, chewy cookie, you bite into it, and it's like when you bite, you're putting pressure, and the pressure is still going slowly, slowly.
See, when
you have a crunchy one,
right,
the pressure just, boom, and it crumbles.
Okay, okay.
That's texture-wise. That's what I'm feeling inside my mouth.
Okay. But when I think of chewy, I think of, like, a brownie.
Yeah.
So why would I want a cookie? If you're going to eat a cookie, eat a cookie.
Yeah.
If you're going to eat a brownie, you're going to eat a brownie. You're talking about textures. You're eating the texture of a brownie.
Much as a brownie, though.
With soft and chewy, that's what you're getting.
You do get it with the brownie, but I want cookie.
Right?
I want the brown sugar. I don't want chocolate. Chocolate's too much for me, bro. I can't eat chocolate.
Yeah.
It's like too sweet for me. That's why I don't eat cake.
See, in America's Best Cookie or something like that, I think it's in the mall, has like a cheesecake bar that's not chocolate,
mm-hmm.
But it's like that brownie almost.
Gotcha.
But it's cheesecake.
Ooh.
Cookie, like, I don't even know if it's like a brownie, but it's like white.
Yeah.
So it looks like a cheesecake.
Oh, I love cheesecake.
Bomb.
I love cheesecake.
Dude.
With milk, though.
Wait, what? Hold on, dude. You are tripping me out right now,
you gotta
bro.
Have a cup of milk.
How do you throw in some random ass, like,
what do you mean random? Who doesn't eat cheesecake with
You're
milk?
Like, oh, yeah, I can go for a nice slice of cheesecake and mustard. What?
All right, bro. Don't take it over
Come on, man.
I like mustard,
but
though.
No, milk?
You don't eat milk with your cookies, with your...
Cookies, yes. Like, you dunk the Oreos
and cheesecake. You let them sit in there. You get a bite of cheesecake and you get a sip of milk.
Bro, I've never had cheesecake.
So it mixes in your mouth.
I've never had cheesecake and milk before.
Mark.
Guys, if you have had cheesecake and milk, please put me on something right now because I am desperately looking for something new to try. And this sounds like it would be... I don't know. It's kind of good, but maybe not. I just don't know. You just tripped me out because I didn't expect milk.
My sister-in-law ruined cheesecakes for me. I used to love the cheesecakes from Walmart.
Okay.
I was fine with them.
Okay.
But now she was making some cheesecakes. And now I don't like the Walmart ones. I like hers.
I kind of want to make a cheesecake right now, bro.
Have you made one?
I haven't made one. I don't think I've ever made a cheesecake before. No, I think I've always...
The crust is the key thing for me.
Yeah.
The crust is what I love. Like, the more crust, the better.
See,
if I could have crust on top and bottom, oh my gosh. Is that a thing? Because y'all need to let me know if that's a thing, because I'll buy it.
I'm not a crust. Like, the crust, to me, I really could go without it.
I can't eat it without it.
It's a texture thing. How do you not like... Okay, answer me this, because this is going to freaking throw me through the freaking wall right now. You like a crust. Tell me why. Just answer the question. Tell me why.
Because it's crunchy.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
How do you not like... You like a crunchy crust. Okay, guys, tell me if this makes sense. But you don't like a crunchy cookie.
Yes.
You're all about textures.
Yes.
It's the exact same thing.
No, because in the cheesecake, you get the smoothness and creaminess of the cheese.
No, we're talking about the crust here.
But I don't eat just the crust.
Right, but
it
we're
has
not talking
to be a combination of both, Mark. You can't just pick one.
You have the texture in there. So we're talking about textures right now.
Yeah. And that the texture of the cheese part of the cheesecake.
Right. The fluffiness
is unified with the crust. I can't have one without the other.
But it's like you're eating sand.
No, that's almost a bad one. That's the Walmart one.
You're like, don't get that one.
Don't get that one. That's why it's ruined for me, because I went back and got like a Walmart $6 one.
So which one do you normally get then?
Now I like the homemade crust.
What is the homemade out of? Like graham crackers?
I think they do it out of graham crackers. And it doesn't crumble like the one from Walmart.
All right. That feels sandy. I'm going to have to try that one.
I'll bring a piece. I'm going to have her make some and we can try it on here.
All right. I'm down.
I'm going to convert you.
I'll give you a second chance.
I'm going to convert you. What kind of cheesecake do you like?
I like cheesecake with like a little strawberry line in there.
Yes, yes. That's my go-to.
Those are smacking, boy.
I don't like any of those. It's plain or with the strawberry jam.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Those are the only two I like.
Why is that, bro?
It's just simple.
Is it because Mexicans like their cheesecake like their women?
Simón carne.
White or light-skinned? What?
All right, Mark. Since it is your birthday.
All right.
And wish we had balloons and stuff.
Yay.
But we don't. How old are you turning?
Or are you born in 87. So are
you not going to say the number, bro? Say the number, bro.
33, bro. 33. There
you
go. We turned
33. You're still young, bro.
It's all right.
You got so much left in your life.
Do I?
Oh, yes. Gosh.
Microphone down.
Don't get mad. Start you got so much left in your life, bro. What you mean?
I know, I do. But hold on. The thing is that we're not promised tomorrow.
We are not.
Period. If ands or buts. So.
Oh, here we go. So, since it's your birthday.
Yes.
I got some questions to ask you.
All right.
And we're going to ask you these every year, see how they change. And we're going to ask me every year, how they change.
Let's do it.
So,
let's do it.
Be a reoccurring thing.
You got to save this then.
Yes. Where are you now?
Where am I now?
Where are you now?
I think I am in the middle of a huge change in my life, and I don't know which way it's going to go.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting to see what's going on next.
All right.
Taking it day by day.
What is the date? What is the weather like? So the date's your birthday. We're going to say it's your birthday.
Okay.
What's the weather like?
So the weather outside is hot.
Very.
And
a farmer tan
coming in. Slight breeze, northwest, 10 miles an hour.
Calmate. What's the last movie you saw?
The 7500.
What was the last movie that you loved?
Oh. I'd have to say that one I showed you earlier, the trailer for it.
Blind Spotting.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Future Self, go back and watch that. You'll like it.
Check it out. What are you listening to on your... It says iPod, bro. How old is this?
On my iPod? Oh, you know what? I actually started listening to Pandora. I always turn it on to like SPM. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, you're going back.
Going throwback style. Dang. South Park Mexican, baby.
Still in jail. Let him free.
Nuh-uh, is he really still in jail?
He's still in jail, bro.
No way.
But when I heard...
Maybe I can make a song with him in a track.
Dang,
that'd be sick, dude.
When's your music coming out, bro?
For the podcast.
Where's the music at,
I don't know. That's not on the questions. Anyways, next one.
Who are you in love with?
Oh, my wife. Mandy Lee Franco.
There you go. Name it.
There you
just
go.
Just in case it changes. Just kidding, Mandy. Who is your best friend?
Best friend is Amelito.
Amelito.
Yes.
What do you wish you could own right now?
Own? I would probably have to say, hold on, we got to back it up for a quick second, because I would also like to say Rupert is also, I would consider him, and this isn't like he didn't kick me under the table or anything, I promise you. I'm saying this out of genuine of my heart, bro. I honestly, I don't have a lot of friends, and you, my guy, are there for me.
Got you, bro.
Anyways, all right, on to the next. Sorry to get all sentimental on you guys. What was it again?
What do you wish you could own right now?
Own. I wish I could own multiple properties.
Nice.
So that way I could rent them out.
Smart man.
Yeah.
What do you want your next vacation to be?
Ooh, next vacation, somewhere with clear water, like super clear water. And I want to stay on like a bungalow.
Some real cool fish in the water.
I don't know what kind of fish need to be in the water. I just need to know, like, what I'm staying in, bro.
You're not getting in the water or
no,
what,
I'm getting in. I'm just saying, like, I want the water to be clear, but I want to stay on one of those bungalows where it's got, like, it's over the water. And you can, like, see through, like, a little piece of glass on your floor.
I love that, bro.
You see the fish, like, swimming by as you're taking a shower.
Mm-hmm. What are you most... what are you most worried about?
I would have to say not having enough money to survive.
Same.
But I don't know. Is that, that's my question.
You said it. The first thing that comes to your mind.
No, it is the first thing. I'm adding on to that question.
Okay.
Is that a legitimate fear that I should be afraid of?
Sure is.
Why?
Because it's something that's in your reality right now.
But yeah, but why should I be scared of it?
You should be scared of not providing for your family. That's what I'm assuming you're thinking in your head.
I mean, yes and no. Like, I mean, not to get all religious on you guys, but like if God said that he was going to take care of the birds and the flowers and everything else on this world, why should I have to worry about being provided for?
Well, that's a question you have to ask yourself.
I'm asking right now.
Because I don't think God is going to do everything for you. He expects you to...
To at least
work.
Do something?
Yeah, do something. He'll take care of you, but you gotta, you know.
You gotta do something. Load. I'm just asking for those out there that are wondering.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, go ahead.
What is one amazing thing you expect to do in the coming year?
I would probably have to say start an online business.
There you go. What is your favorite recent memory?
Recent hanging out with my mom.
Nice.
Chilling.
What were y'all doing?
Just sitting on the couch talking.
It's all it takes.
Yep.
What were the top three accomplishments from this year? Accomplishments.
Top three. Probably finishing school, homeschooling my daughter, making it through a merger at work, which was still chaotic. And starting a podcast.
Hey, yeah. I was about to walk out this door if you didn't say that, bro.
It's awesome.
What made you laugh the hardest?
Did it really start this year?
Yeah.
Because I could have sworn we started talking about it last year.
We started talking about it, but...
So I wouldn't have gotten in trouble then.
No, but it's... it meant from the last year, as in from your last birthday.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Sure,
whatever.
It's not calendar.
Okay. All right, what's the next one?
What made you laugh the hardest most recently?
I don't know. Probably a TikTok. I've been on TikTok like crazy lately.
What are you... What, next year, watch there be like TikTok? What? What is that?
Yeah, like what's TikTok? Oh, you remember TikTok back in the day? It's like a MySpace now.
What are you best at? What do you think you are the greatest assets and skills? What do you think are your greatest assets and skills?
I don't know. I probably, what am I good at? I don't know. That's, see, that's what I struggle with.
You're good at talking, bro.
You think, I don't think I'm a good talker though.
I think you are.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean,
a part of me is like, I don't know what I'm good at in life. And that's something that I wanted to find out.
That's part of the deep conversation I had with Paola yesterday too.
And how did it go? Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. We'll talk about it one of these days.
What do you think?
What?
About that?
For you?
Yeah.
What are you best at? Like I said, talking. Like, you're a good communicator. You're like, okay, a good people person.
But how do I make that something that I do? Like, to earn money.
Talk about subjects.
Okay.
For example, this is podcast. This is one. Right, or right. Just go on random conversations on your social media and start talking about a topic. A 5-minute conversation with online, on Instagram, on TikTok.
Okay.
Because you're good at talking about something. You're good at explaining something. So if you were to find something, the hardest thing about that is just finding the topics and doing a little bit of research so you know what you're talking
about. Right, right, right.
But it can always be something random.
Okay. I like the way you think.
But your music is good too, bro. Like, yeah, the raps that you've been showing me.
Yeah. No. I like that though, because I never really thought about that. I'm like, how do I... If you say talking, and I never even thought about talking as like a characteristic that I could monetize.
Yeah, you can.
You know, of course I thought about like this. Yes. But yes. As far as just like going on rants or just speaking about something or making that a part of social media. Yeah. I mean, it would be a nice piece of content to put out, you know, talking and sharing my feelings about whatever else is going on.
You can name it a weekly show. I mean, start with once a week. Mark's daily or weekly thoughts, something like that.
I like that.
That's why we here, bro.
Let's do it.
What are your life goals at the moment? Did you make any progress on them?
You know, I don't really have any life goals right now, dude. Like, I know there's things that I want to accomplish in life. Yes.
Hey, Mark, hold on. Shut up.
Why?
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying.
Go ahead, Mark.
What was I talking about?
What are your life goals at the moment, and did you make any progress on them?
So, I mean, I don't really have any life goals. No, it was the next question.
No, it wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have any life goals.
Don't have any right now?
I mean, I do. Oh, that's what I was saying. I do have them.
It's just you don't see the path to them right now yet.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know how to get there. Yeah. I'm being honest. Like, I have no idea. Like, I see the goal, and I'm with you. Oh, man, I know I can do that. I want to be that. I'm going to be that. Yeah. And then you're like, I just don't know how I'm going to get there. Is that me or is that everyone?
That's a lot of people. Like I said, I had that conversation with Paola last night. I've struggled with that, but I've been able to manage it a little bit.
Yeah.
But still struggling with that.
See, my thing is that like I'll even sit there and like research something so much. And I'm like, I got to learn this. And then it's like it just doesn't sink in.
Yeah.
Or if it does, it's like, okay, now what? Because this isn't working. Like, where do I go?
Yeah.
And I think it goes for a lot of things. But for me, like, I'm trying to learn drop shipping, right?
Yep.
How to make a business of it. And there's just not a lot of people that are trustworthy. 1, 2, willing to show you at no cost.
Yep.
And 3, you know, able to take you underneath their wing. So the thing is like, I don't know. I don't want to get scammed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not like, easy. I want to hustle, dude, and I want to get start a side gig, and I don't know how else to do it. So I'm experiencing some tough stuff right now, guys, and I'm just being real with you guys because I know that if y'all are going through the same thing, listen, you're not alone.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we can do a whole podcast about this because, like I said, I've struggled with that. I'm struggling with it right now. And it's a conversation I had with Paola last night, and she broke down about it.
Yeah.
And she's taking steps on fixing it. And I told her one of the main things is just health, mental health,
right,
and physical health.
Yes.
Like, we got to fix that first.
Yeah.
And like, for me, I haven't worked out in a long time. I haven't been able to play baseball, which was usually my energy source and what I used to work out. And I feel it. Like, I feel the effect of not being able to play baseball and not working out.
Right.
And the mental strength. So we got to fix those. So let's have a whole conversation about it on another podcast and talk about that. Cause I think it's really interesting. And I know for a fact, there's a lot of creators out there dealing with that. And a lot of people trying to follow a dream dealing with that.
And remind me on the next podcast that I kind of want to talk about that, but bring in like a workout area into something. period, into my life, into videos, into something.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll talk about that later.
We're celebrating your birthday this time.
Yeah, you.
What are your wishes for the upcoming year?
Wishes. I wish.
Oh, sorry. I skipped one.
All right. Go back.
How much do you think gas will cost at the end of next year?
At the end of next year? At the end of this year?
In the end of next year.
Next year? Oh, shoot. I would say it's going to go...
It's at what? 180-something right now?
I would say it's going to go up. Yeah, it's like 180-something right now. I'd say with everything going on...
In Texas, by the way.
It'll be at least 250.
In Texas.
At least 250. It'll go back up. That's, I think so. Something's going to happen, dude.
Yeah, I think 250 is a good number.
250
is
going to happen.
What about in 5 to 10 years?
What, the oil?
No, the gas. Same question, just in 5 to 10 years. And remember, Tesla's blowing up. You think it'll be big by then?
Maybe. Yeah, they might. Gas might be super dirt cheap, dude.
You think so?
I think they're going to try to get rid of it.
Probably.
Maybe
in 10 years, like $1.50.
And like Honda and Toyota will come out with their own electric cars.
They already are, bro.
And it'll be super cheap. I think they'll be in competition with Tesla and it'll be crazy.
Dang.
It'll be crazy.
What are your wishes for the upcoming year?
Upcoming year, just wish that everyone stays healthy, man, and that business starts picking up and our podcast starts getting some momentum.
Yeah, buddy.
And I don't know, just success.
What do you think you will be doing this time next year?
This time next year?
Hopefully not in quarantine. Hopefully there's not zombies.
What I want to be doing is I want to be on a podcast with you on a beach doing absolutely what we enjoy doing, and that's this.
Just and having cameras not turn off.
Yeah, chit-chatting it up, man.
That would be amazing, bro.
We can even bring
bro.
That camera along, bro, to turn off on us while we're there. I don't even care.
What about in 5 to 10 years from now?
5 to 10 years? Man, I think we'd get... more people on the show.
$100 million Spotify deal for this mood.
That'd be awesome. That'd be sick. Joe Rogan, watch out.
Yeah. What do you think will change about you over the next year? How do you want to grow?
I want to be smarter making money, if that makes sense.
Sure does, bro.
I want to know different ways and avenues to make money. I don't want to be closed-minded anymore.
Same thing.
But I want to work smarter, not harder. People can always bust their butt to make a dollar, labor intensive work. I understand that. I can go do that. I want to work smarter. I want to be able to practically not lift a finger and make money.
The older you get, the smarter you have to work.
Right. I agree.
It was good whenever you were young and working hard, putting in the hours. I'm tired of doing that.
I don't
work
too.
Smarter. I put in my time.
Right?
Where will you be living next year?
Next year, I'll probably be living the same plot place.
Same place?
Same spot. I was going to say
spot. You just got the house, didn't you?
Yeah, we
or
just
renovated. Just rebuild it?
We renovated it.
Renovated.
So we took inside and out. We took them both down and ended up just... redoing everything.
Gotcha.
From the floors to the ceiling.
What is one piece of advice you would you give your future self? What is one piece of advice you would give yourself?
Slow down. Take in life a little bit. And always remember that however the person is reacting to the situation is on them, has nothing to do with you.
Facts.
Always. That goes with anything.
Remember that, future Mark. You better be still living that way.
Oh yeah. It goes for everything though, man.
Yeah, it does.
Seriously.
It does. Last question. What is your purpose in life?
Purpose in life. I'm still trying to find this out, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know it's probably, and I feel it in my bones. It's to lead people to Christ, right?
Okay.
But on a big time scale, like on a huge scale, like stuff that's just like mind blowing scale, like in front of thousands.
I can see that, bro.
I don't know why, but I feel like that is my calling, if not a part of it.
Like I said, I know there's a bigger
picture. I know there's a bigger picture, though.
Yep. And that was it. Now, I'm just going to ask you a couple of your favorites so we can look back and see what your favorites are.
All right.
What's your favorite ice cream right now?
Ooh, favorite ice cream would have to be vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
No, to be honest with you, I'm lactose intolerant, so I really can't have a lot of ice cream. But if I do, I'll usually go strawberry ice cream if it's like, Bluebell or something. But if it's like quick fast food drive through ice cream, I'll go like McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or Dairy Queen. Ooh. Dairy Queen or McDonald's.
Those are done. Good. If McDonald's doesn't have the machine broken.
Yeah, if the machine's freaking working.
What's your favorite food right now?
Frigs. favorite food what?
Right now,
probably Asian.
Asian food?
Anything Asian. I like Chinese fried rice. Pho. I like it all. Sushi.
What's your favorite song at the moment?
Deathbed. I forgot how it goes.
Deathbed.
Yeah, I think it's called Deathbed.
But you didn't like Demons, bro.
No, it's not. What the heck?
It's Deathbed. It's
this song right here. Hopefully we don't get copyrighted for it, but...
Oh, TikTok song.
Yeah. It's that song right there. So, I make a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's a good song. For I like your that. Head. Why is it named Deathbed?
I don't know. It's just Pow Fu, I think is who the thing is. Yeah, Pow Fu.
What's your favorite app right now, which I think I know?
I'd probably have to say TikTok.
Yeah,
man. I'm on it a lot.
Addicted. I'm on it too.
Are you?
Yeah.
I saw the baseball card videos you posted.
Yeah. I need to put more different style of baseball content.
I like it.
But since we haven't been able to go out much.
You know what you need to do? What? This is how you can do like a brand for your channel. This is what you do. Since you're interested in baseball cards, what I would do is start a forum of local baseball card owners and say, listen, I'm doing a TikTok series and I want to feature you and your baseball cards. And that way you get shown the rarest of the rarest cards from every person's collection.
Yep.
Who is doing that right now?
I could do that.
Who?
I haven't seen anybody do that.
I know you can do it, bro. I know you can do it.
Yeah.
You're perfect for it.
Bro, seeing all those rare cards and stuff and showing them off, talking to people.
And you, I know you'd be like passionate about it. You'd be like, oh my gosh, look at this. It's a Shaquille O'Neal when his eyes are crossed. Like, you know, little bro, things like that.
I found a LeBron James card today.
Nuh-uh.
His second year card, not his rookie card, which is worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, but the second year card. And what? A $7 pack in Target.
Are you serious? It,
and I saw it's worth... The pack was worth like $5.
And how much is the card worth?
The card's worth about $30 right now.
Dang.
Ungraded, raw, how it is. If I grade it.
Holy crap.
And, you know, stuff like that. It's fun.
So, yeah.
That's a good idea, bro.
Yeah, I like it. I would do that.
I like it. Might do that. Might do that.
I'll let you do my dad's first.
He has one? He has a collection?
My dad's got a collection, bro. Oh, like a really good collection. Nice. Like old school collection. 50s,
60s.
Yeah, I think there's some cards that are like super old.
That'd be really cool.
I'll let you come over and check it out.
You come see my baseball cards?
Can I go over my
time? Did your dad say yes?
All right, guys.
I think we've gone long enough. Yeah, whoa, an hour.
All right.
14.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for supporting us. Even though we're a small little podcast.
We are.
We absolutely enjoy it. We love doing this.
This is episode 20.
Numero 20.
We're here. It's taken a while, but we're here.
Yes.
And hopefully we can get to episode 100 by the end of the year. That would be amazing. We should do something really cool for episode 100.
That'd be crazy.
And hopefully you guys are staying safe. Please stay safe. Coronavirus is still out there.
Coronavirus.
The virus. And yeah,
Don't
love each other.
Don't forget. Yes, don't love. Wait, love each other. Yes, I was gonna say don't. No, you do love each other. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. Yes, we want a shameless plug, but at the same time, we do want to tell you that we love you guys. Stay safe out there. All the rioting, the protesting. Stand for what you believe in. Yes, but please be careful while doing so. So yeah. We will see you guys in the next podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Wish Mark happy birthday in the comments. We love y'all. Peace.